Division Area Fishing Report. 421-17. Back on the map. I was negotiating today and had my negotiator hat on. And I didn't even read the book. What do you know about that? But we're going to be getting some new stuff in here and at our Fort Myers store. Port Charlotte at 4425 D. Tamiami Trail, or North Fort Myers at 14531 North Cleveland Avenue in the Hinkman Marine Boat Dealership. Yes, we lease the inside of the building from them. We're, I guess, going to get started with the fishing report. Fish and Frank here in the chair, Robert in the other chair, and Captain Carl in the guest seat. Have you heard of the Shield reels? Shield?
Nope.
It's a new reel from Tsunami that's come out.
They got some nice rods.
Yeah, they got that new, it's solid carbon. It's not a hollow blank, it's a solid blank. It's a little bit heavy, retails around $100, but it's supposed to be almost indestructible wool.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that's going to go, but we'll figure it out. excuse me, they're going to be here, I would say, in the next week or so, you know. We get a whole bunch of new stuff, yeah. Another new line of rod and reels. Shield rods and reels. And I bought one other line. I forget what else I bought. Bunch of stuff. And we're sitting there talking, and I was talking to they had the manager of the place there, and they had the other guys. I was like outnumbered 5-6 to 1. I'm like, it's just one little guy from a bait shop. We don't need all of these people. Their head of their sales was there and all this and all that. And it was, my goodness, a big deal. Pretty cool warehouse, though.
Yeah.
It was funny. I was walking along, and there was a Shimano on the shelf. It was covered in dust. I said, gee, it sells about as good for you as it does for me, huh? It was like, what? Yeah. It was pretty cool. I mean, they got a pretty good selection of stuff, so we'll see. And a lot quicker turnaround than what we're used to. So hopefully this means we get more product, more availability on some of the products. We'll see how it works out. But negotiations, just got back. I've been in the left this morning at 6:30, and I just got back 10 minutes ago. So anyway, we're on with the fishing report up on the Peace River. Anybody heard anything?
Yeah, ask Carl. He's been up there.
I was there today. A lot of tarpon up there. A lot of small bull sharks. A lot of gar. Catfish. The tarpon have been doing best on, catfish tails and mullet. Only problem is the sharks like the mullet too.
Not only that, but they're also good-sized tarpon. They're averaging 80 to 120 pounds with some much, much bigger fish.
Oh, we've seen some big,
and they're
big
short,
ones.
Fat fish. A couple pictures that I've seen, 140-pound fish, but if you were just going by just the length of it, you'd only guess it maybe barely 100 pounds, but they're just super tall.
They're eating good.
Wow.
And I did learn a new thing today because I had FWC come up to me, and we were just sitting there talking.
Right.
He told me that it's totally illegal to use tilapia.
Illegal.
He said it's legal.
It is legal, yeah. I thought tilapia was always legal.
Well, they remember when the tilapia run was going on a couple years ago?
Yeah.
They were telling us we weren't allowed to use them because they're invasive species.
You can't transport them.
Yeah, because he called his supervisor, and he's like, he came back and told me, he's like, it's totally legal. He goes, if you're using them and I stop you, you're good.
As far as I know, they were non-native species, invasive species. You're supposed to be able to kill them or do whatever you want to them. They should not be under any Florida regulation.
Mm. Yeah, they were giving us a hard time here a couple of years ago about
right.
it.
Yeah, I remember that, but I could never figure it out because it's not a Florida fish, so it doesn't fall under any Florida rules.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense when they were, bringing it up the last time.
I looked at the FWC officer. I was like, well, it looks like I'm going to go find tilapia.
Yeah.
But
I always used them for bait.
They were good.
Yeah, never thought.
And there's also some really big snook at the San Susi Trestles right now.
Okay.
Any redfish or anything else like that up there?
there are some, but not many.
Not enough worthwhile to mention. It'd just be a really exciting bycatch.
Yeah, it's pretty much a bycatch. I mean, if you do get one, it's a pretty good one, though. I mean, they're fat fish, and they're big, okay. But not a lot of redfish.
How about down towards 41? Anything going on down there?
The bridge?
Yeah.
Black Drum. All right. Is what I've been mainly hearing about.
Black Drum, there's been a few cobia, been a few whiting. There's been a handful of trout, not like really targetable. They're just the exciting bycatch, but they're running in like that 18 to 22 inch range. I've heard of a couple Spanish mackerel, and those seem to be like coincidental bycatch also. You know, hasn't been super gangbusters, but you can tell the bridge trolls up there, they're all hanging out, so you know the cobia are starting to show up.
Gotcha. Anything from Lashley Pier, anybody talking about?
Been a handful of legal snook being caught there at night. Or not, the daytime fishing's been kind of what the bridge is, you know, a few whiting, incidental trout, but not really banner by any stretch of the imagination. You know, just the nighttime regulars going out there and having a good time catching a handful.
All right, Bayshore Pier on this side. I've been hearing a lot of guys talking about Bayshore Pier, bull sharks.
Bull sharks, mostly all small guys. A couple bigger ones, a couple tarpon have been hooked off of there, and a few cobia. So far, I haven't heard of a legal cobia being caught off of there, but I've heard of a handful of cobia. One guy did catch a triple tail in his cut mullet the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, he said it was about a 10 or 12 pounder. He said it was a big one.
Wow.
It's got to be pretty good size if it's eating a chunk of chunk of mullet or ladyfish off the bottom. He buys both, so you never know what he was using, really.
All right. Takes us over to the Port Charlotte Canal system, Port Charlotte Beach, anywhere over there.
All your Port Charlotte canals are full of good snook. Throwing lures, top waters early in the morning, twitch baits. There's a lot of good snook, especially heading back towards like the lock where locks used to be at back of Midway. A lot of snook back there. There's also pretty good sized school black drum running in the canals.
Yeah, I've heard about some of the black drum.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good over there.
Yeah. There's also been a few trout right there in the basin, kind of between, say, Grassy Point heading over towards just past the beach complex. Not great numbers again, but better size fish. And of course the juvenile bull sharks, I've heard of a handful of those being caught right there too. Seems like when the water warms up, all the little bull sharks seem to get really excited. Last year's babies.
There's been a bunch of juvenile tarpon, but they're moving all over the place over there in the canals. One day they're in this canal, the next day they're in that canal.
Alright, well, how about algae bean?
Nighttime bite's been the best.
Definitely.
Tarpon, snook.
Yep.
Sharks.
Mostly small bull sharks. Mm-hmm. But the snook bite's been really, really good. The daytime bite's been okay. Couple oddball cobia, some snapper, few sheep's heads still hanging around there that have that are lost or just haven't left yet, one of the two. Probably just year-round residents.
Well, I think until they get to be a certain size, they're going to hang out pretty consistently there. What about Tippy Canoe, the cutoff, cattle dock, anything like that?
There's some big snook in the mica cutoff in your deeper holes. There's a few redfish scattered up on the shorelines. Most of the redfish are hanging off the banks, though. They're sitting 5-10 feet out in your little shallow lagoons. Crab's been working the best on them.
Any trout or anything else you're hearing about over there?
I haven't seen any trout over there.
Okay. Gotcha.
Anybody heard anything from South Gulf Cove?
No,
I haven't heard anything. A couple guys bought shiners last week, but I never got any feedback from them if they did any good.
Going down the west wall, what are we looking at?
A lot of snook. Especially down towards like the Cape Hayes area. But I mean, there's redfish scattered up on the west wall. There's sheep's head still on your oyster beds.
Okay. Been a handful of cobia cruising on the outside of the bar. And there's even been a few tarpon scattered over there too, just on the outside of the bar.
Now, what was that?
Cobia and Cobia? Tarpon hanging out on the outside of the bar. Or the flat.
Alright. Down to Cape Hayes. What are we looking at down there?
A million bonnet heads.
Mm-hmm. Spanish mackerel. A lot of trout too on the outside of the Cape Hayes sandbar.
Any size to those?
Yeah, actually, it's pretty surprising that I'm catching better trout now than I have all year. They're pretty good sized trout, 18 inches, a few over 20s. There's a lot of snook on Cape Hayes too. Yeah. And that deep
snook
inside trough.
The bar.
Yeah, on that deep trough behind the bar. And that wall is full of snook. There's been, you know, a few redfish mixed in with them, but not too many. I don't think they want to compete with the snook eating up, getting their food.
All
right. You get that many migratory snook moving in and out, it tends to make them a little gun shy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about Turtle Bay, anything?
Once you get up in your islands, there's a lot more redfish in Turtle Bay.
You mean between Turtle and Bull?
Yeah, like the border islands between Turtle and Bull, there's a lot more redfish in those islands. You know, just bounce back and forth from island to island, and you'll find redfish. You're going to find snook. There's also quite a few trout sitting in the deeper potholes out there.
Been some pretty good ladyfish in there, too, from around here. Not great numbers, but it seems like they're bigger fish.
Right.
The guy was bragging about when he caught it was 26 inches long. He was super excited about it. He's like, I caught a million ladyfish. I just never caught one over 2 foot mark.
Bull Bay.
Bull Bay is the same as Turtle. There's a lot of redfish in and out of the islands. You know, a lot of snook up towards the front of Bull Bay. As soon as you come in past the shacks, there's some really good trout fishing. Shrimp under a float or a little paddle tail. DOA paddle tail is working great on the trout.
The shacks have been holding some pretty nice mangrove snapper too underneath them. I'm getting some few reports on those. Same way, it's right as you come into the entrance of Bull Bay. You know, right there on the left hand side, that trough there.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So kind of a little bit of a mixed bag throughout there.
Well, having a hard time spelling words like bay for some reason. out to the Cape Hayes Reef, I've been hearing about cobia.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still a good thing there?
Yeah.
Seen quite a cobia. Few the other day. I couldn't get them to eat. We were shark fishing, but they were mixed in with the mackerel. Quite a few sharks. You know, a lot of smaller sharks with a few bigger ones mixed in, but great on light tackle. Mullet, bonita, been working great.
Still getting any bluefish over there?
No, I haven't seen one.
Okay. Neither. I haven't heard anything in a few days, so just kind of curious.
I guess one thing, if I sit in the truck all day, I can't type very well.
Just getting warmed up.
Oh, my fingers are hitting all kinds of keys, but very few of them are the correct ones. Okay, going from Keopalu, or rather Devilfish, Keopalu area north along the tailing flats there. What's going on there? I've heard Widden's been doing pretty good on
that whole area, basically. Yes. From there all the way up to Catfish has been probably the most consistent for your snook and redfish and even trout bite.
Yep.
You know, they're scattered on the flats around some of those oyster patches right along the edges of the mangroves. I mean, they're just kind of peppered through that whole area in there. And then as you work your way out towards the intercoastal part of it, in that little deeper water, it seems like they're getting a few bigger trout and still some Spanish mackerel and a few sharks.
There's also a lot of ladyfish off of Keopalu, out where everybody would trout fish.
Gotcha.
In the deeper water, there's a lot of ladyfish there.
That's always fun to bend a rod or if you're looking for bait.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the guys have been doing best on the...
How do you spell Palu, Keopalu?
C-A-Y-O.
I don't know.
P-U-L-O.
I got it close. I don't know. I it's one of those words I've spelled 100 times, and all of a sudden I went to do it and couldn't hit it. So typing out the place-by-place fishing report while we're doing this. On that open flat out there, the red's hanging out in the open in the grass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're out on the grass. They're in some of the sand holes, some of the little oyster patches, and along those, all the bushes and little islands.
I've been tending to see, notice that they're more sitting 5 feet off the mangroves right now, more than up underneath the bushes.
All
right. That seems to be the general pattern all over the place with those redfish lately.
Yes.
Instead of sitting right up underneath them the way you expect them to be. You know, that's kind of wild.
P-E-L-A-U. Okay.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that. I've spelled it a couple times, but not nearly as many as he has.
Well, I've typed it so many times, and I don't know why. I just spelled off I-F-F, so, you know, jiminy crickets here. This is going to take a while to get through this report.
Right.
Placida Pier, what are we looking at there? The trestle and the piers over there?
The snook bite's been actually very good at night. Been some pretty good quality mangrove snapper also being caught there at night.
Still some sheep's head.
Still a few sheep's head during the day. Been a few bonnet head sharks, some Spanish mackerel. Incidental whiting, incidental trout. One day last week, the pompano, I guess, came through pretty good. There were several people talking about the pompano that they caught off of there, but I haven't heard anything since. Just shows to go you that anything can happen out there.
It's going to take us up to Lemon Bay. What's going on in Lemon Bay?
A lot of redfish. Just south, north of Tom Adams Bridge, out in the flats. Look for your marble bottom. That's where they're all hanging out right now. Cut pin fish has been working the best.
Been a lot of juvenile gags being caught down there lately, too. Been hearing some good mixed reports on that.
No, a lot of what?
Juvenile gags.
Ah.
You know, 10 to, you know, 15 inches, nothing giant, but a pleasant surprise as you're working a shrimp or a lure across some of those sand holes. Because in that shallow water, they actually put up a pretty good fight.
Yeah, they do. Especially on a light action rod.
I'll tell you, Mikey, customers used to love catching those little grouper on the flats. I'd go out there and net salt and pepper with the white belly and a chartreuse tail. Use a redhead or, you know, yellow jig head on it, and just cast it and slow reel it across the flats, and they beat the tar out of that.
Oh, they're fun.
I don't know what it was about that little jig, but that little cal shad, salt and pepper with the chartreuse tail, that thing, man, they eat that thing. It's, and they're a lot of fun, because when they hit that first 30 seconds, you really think it's a much bigger fish.
Absolutely.
Every time.
I mean, you think you've got a bigger snook or something.
Yep.
Really, because when they hit it, it's aggressive. And then, you know, after the first 30 seconds, you go, wait a minute, maybe this isn't, because you got 30 seconds of, holy cow, this is, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, it's
comes
that
right
big.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really weird. Let's take us to the pier there, Tom Adams.
The night bite.
Yeah.
For the snook.
Night bite's the only thing I've honestly heard of this week, has just been snook. Snook and a couple juvenile tarpon, but mostly just everyone's talking about the snook. And considering you only have what?
It's the 21st.
It's the 21st,
so I don't know what March has like.
April.
April, okay. Well, the good thing I don't know what March has. Okay, April.
9 or 10 days left, basically.
30. So we got
9 days.
Yeah, something like that. I would have to count them up.
Just over a week.
Yeah. So, anyway, out into the Gulf of Mexico, any reports besides a lot of wind?
Mostly the wind. A couple guys have been fishing close to shore, you know, chasing some of the Spanish mackerel. There's been a couple small kingfish in that 3 to 10 mile range out.
Permit.
Yeah, been permit on a lot of the different reefs out there. A few cobia. Barracuda have started to move in on all those near shore reefs. And then there's been guys chasing some tarpon up and down the beaches out there. So, you know, and they're anywhere from a quarter mile out to 3 miles out. So I'd still consider that kind of the Gulf slash beach.
I mean, offshore has been doing great. It's just if you could get out there with all this wind right now. I mean, the snapper are going off, the grouper are going off. But the wind's not.
Yeah, the wind's not off. You got approximately 28 more days for that.
Yay.
Something. Usually about the second week of May.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been so weird anyway. Mm-hmm. Are any of the passes outshining any of the other ones?
Depends on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Tarpon, honestly, Gasparilla, and Captiva.
Last week they were in Boca Grande Pass.
Yeah, they've been kind of moving around a little bit, so it's a good idea to hit each pass and look for the tarpon. As far as the snapper bite goes and some of the small king mackerel and stuff like that, it seems like Boca and Captiva are by far the two best for the variety of species, whether it's the snapper, sheep's head, you know, your bottom fish, and then your pelagics are definitely all over in both those places too. But they seem to be alternating just like the tarpon. One day you're hearing about a good number of them in Captiva, and the next day they're up at Boca again. No, it's not too bad. The only thing I haven't heard much about was sharks. There was like one day last week where they were real bad, and then it kind of fizzled out after that.
They were real bad last week in Boca Grande Pass. And we lost three to sharks, and I've seen three more get lost.
All right, if you're going to stand on the beach and walk down the beach trying to catch fish or fish from land, what would you bite? What would the catch be?
Whiting or snook?
Yeah, there's actually snook already starting to pull out onto the beaches, or ones that just never left because of our lack of winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the water is so clear out there right now. I mean, the wind's been... That's the one good thing about the wind lately is that it's been blowing so much out of the east that water along the beach is super, super clear. I mean, it's swimming pool clear right now.
Yeah.
So you're hearing of the whiting, few snook, couple oddball jacks. There's even been some bonnet heads as you get closer to some of the passes. You know, right there on that old broken down pier there at Boca Grande, that seems to have some bonnet heads off and on it. And that's really about it. I haven't heard of much anything else, jacks or Spanish, moving in close enough for anybody to catch them that I've heard of lately.
There's no bait.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no threat fins. That's
good point.
Delaying everything right now. No big threat fins.
I heard a bunch of schools of bait 2 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden...
Sardines and goggle eyes.
Yeah, a bunch of Spanish sardines and goggle eyes actually moved in.
That's all that's out there.
Dumped right into the pass.
Mm-hmm. No big threat fins at all. I rode the beach from Little Gasparilla Pass, Redfish Pass, the other day. I did not find any thread fins at all.
Huh. So what's going on down by Punarasa, Sanibel?
Your redfish bite is 100 times better down that way right now. I mean, there's a lot of redfish. They're schooling up down there. There's also quite a few snook in your deeper channels where the current's really ripping. And there's also a lot of tarpon running around down there.
Yeah, the Sanibel Causeway has had quite a few tarpon on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a few really big snook. So night fishing around there has been pretty good, except for the wind has not been cooperating to make it very fishable.
No, ladyfish has been working the best, you know, for your big snook.
Whole or cut?
Yeah, whole. Live. Drop them down with, like, a egg sinker.
Around the bridges you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool part about that. You never know what you're going to hook into doing that.
Goliath, tarpon,
right.
Snook, cobia.
It's usually going to be one of those main three.
Anybody heard anything out of the Coosahatchee?
Bunch of tarpon right there on the north end. Just right at the mouth there, kind of South Sanibel. Mouth of the Coosahatchee. There's also been, if you can get into the really good nut of, if you can get into the really good nut of fish, the,
Wow. Got babies here. Hang on just a second. Okay, that was Tony's baby. We had to take a pause on the show to go ooh and ah over the baby. Big kid.
Wow. Yes.
Big kid. All right. I don't know what's up with kids, but if a kid looks like they're 5, they're actually 3.
Mm-hmm.
If they look like they're 12, they're actually like 8.
I don't know what's in the water nowadays.
Wow. I mean, I think somebody's putting uranium in the Cheerios. All right. That's going to take us over to Matt Lachey. What's going on, Matt Lachey?
The only thing I've heard about is there's been some good snook right there off the Matt Lachey Bridge. A few mangrove snapper, and still a couple sheep's head lingering around over there. But other than that, the immediate vicinity, I have not heard much about. All about Carl.
I've been getting a few flounder here and there down there, around majority around all the oyster beds. A lot of snook, and there's a lot of redfish. Your gold spoons have been working the best. Gold spoons and like a mirror lure twitch bait. Those have been working very good for the redfish.
You catching them on any other bait, like
crab,
shrimp, or crab?
Yep. Crab, cut pinfish, but mainly crab is what I bring. Like, I got a couple dozen in the back of the truck right now.
It's always a good idea.
Don't ever leave dock without them.
I know you don't. I can't catch a fish on a crab to save my life, but you seem to wreck them on them.
One thing I used to catch a lot of with the crabs was the snook upriver.
Yeah, only big ones.
Yeah, big snook upriver on the crabs. Just get a good-sized blue crab, whack it in half, toss that out there, and let it sit.
Yep.
And
it won't be a small one either.
No, they were 36 up.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, that's going to take us down to Pine Island Sound, or across to Pine Island Sound, I guess.
That's doing really good for a whole lot of varieties of fish. I mean, you get up along the mangroves and fish some of those deeper buckets. There's a ton of snook in them, quite a few redfish. And then as you move out onto the flats and fish in some of those really deep sand holes and, I don't know, swimming pools, whatever you want to call them.
big craters.
Big trout in them, some Spanish mackerel, a few oddball sharks. Been a lot of tarpon cruising right along the edge of the intercoastal part of it. They're all in singles and doubles, though, so don't go out there and expect to see, like, big, massive pods of them, but lots of singles and doubles cruising up and down the bar.
A lot of your redfish are sitting in them shallow flats right now. Cut mullet's been working the best in the sound. I'd say you've been out fishing the crabs right now.
That's pretty interesting.
Yes. The other day I soaked crabs and had one rod out with a mullet, and the one with the mullet was going off, so I took all the crabs off and threw out all mullet.
There you go. It's good rationalization. That's what we tell people all the time. You know,
yeah, try. Always have something different.
Absolutely.
If you got four lines out, three of them can have whatever you think the fish are going to eat. The fourth one needs to have something different on it.
Right.
But when I first hit a spot, I got, you know, if I got four guys in a boat, two would be fishing with one thing, one another, and one another, you know.
Exactly. You never know what the flavor is for the day.
Yeah. And what was weird is I would have a live shrimp on one, a dead half-nasty shrimp on another one, a pinfish, a greenback, and I count live shrimp and half, you know, partially red dead shrimp as two different baits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you'd be out there with these beautiful, nice shrimp and not catching anything and put on a nasty old chunk of dead shrimp, throw it out there, and the redfish go bang, bang,
right
bang.
Away.
Yeah, it's, you never know. And then another day, it's got to be a nice live one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a white bait, sometimes it's a chunk of mullet or a crab or whatever. Yeah.
White bait's working very, very good for snook right now. The redfish seem to be very keen on it yet. They're still feeding off of everything else other than white bait. I mean, you will catch a few here and there on white bait, but redfish are more going after cut bait, pinfish.
Well, you know, because I'm such a whack job for history, and up until the 1970s, the near Gulf was solid bait fish. I mean, thread fins, white bait, just massive amounts. I mean, schools that went unbroken from Naples to St. Pete, and quarter, half mile wide, just solid bait.
Wow.
and snook going to the barrier islands for eons and forever and ever, millions of years, you know, would go out there and feed on those, that particular type of fish when they went to spawn. And I think it's something about the white bait they want for the oil for the reproduction. That's the only thing that makes any sense on it. And I think they just, every spring, they just want to load up on that white bait. And that's why it's so good on the snook. But I think it goes back, you have to go back in time, like before you were fishing, to understand.
Before he was born.
Before you, well, when were you born?
82.
Oh, yeah, before you were born.
Okay. We're old.
Yeah. Yeah, I was sitting there and I was talking to a guy today and he was telling me about, I forget what it was, and I had to look at him and say, yeah, well, I'm considerably older than you, so, you know, what I think of it, this is what I think of, you know. And but the good thing about being old is I actually know all that history.
Yeah.
And it, if you were looking at the fish now and trying to study them for the last 10 years, you know, if you got out of college and, you know, in the last 10, 15, 20 years, you would have no way to know what the Gulf was like before you were born, you know?
Right.
I mean, literally. And that's why they come up with all these whack job theories about fish and stuff. They think of stuff as they are now, not as it was for the millions of years before the 1970s.
Right.
You know, you got a million years that went on before 1970, and then the world changed.
Yeah. Virtually stayed pretty close to the same all the way up until that point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you had the Ice Age went through, and the shorelines went in and out and all that, but the fish weren't done up. It was the 70s that changed everything. Look at the Jacques Cousteau stuff from the 60s and early 70s to what happened when they showed it in the 80s. It was a
profound difference.
Different.
Oh, absolutely.
It was a complete 180 turn and everything. And it was the 70s that did all that. Okay, Boquilla, Jug Creek Shoals.
Trout. A lot of trout running around out there right now.
Trout, Spanish mackerel, and a few sharks.
Yep. If you hit those docks on Boquilla, there's a few snook sitting on them docks right now, too. You know, majority of them are just your fun ones to catch, 20 to 24 inches. Not a lot of big ones there right now, but there are a lot of smaller snook.
Okay. And takes us over to Burnt Store, Two Pines area.
Two Pines is loaded, I mean, completely loaded with snook right now. Few redfish. There's a lot of trout out in the grass flats out in front of Two Pines.
Been some tarpon also cruising the outside edge of the bar over there from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those spots that's worth taking a look at if you happen to already be over there to see if they happen to be milling around just on the outside edge of the bar.
Be careful, though, if you're driving on the outside of the bar over there, because there's a lot of manatees.
No.
A lot of manatees. Like big pods of them.
That's always good to know.
Yeah.
Look for cobia underneath them.
I've been looking, but
I haven't heard of much over there either. But you know, big thing with everybody lately is seeing the manatees and going, yeah, okay, no cobia, no cobia
over that area for some odd reason.
All right, takes us up the east side, Pirate Harbor, up to Alligator Creek, on Islands Flats.
Well, if I was fishing for redfish, I wouldn't come north of Pirate Harbor.
Alright.
Not very many redfish up on the east wall for some odd reason.
Okay.
But there is snook. Every island you pull up to on the east side right now, there's snook.
And mangrove snapper.
Yes. Look for your little feeder creeks for the mangrove snapper, a little deeper water. A lot of pretty good, nice-sized mangrove snappers. But, I mean, there is snook everywhere on that side.
And the water is super clear over there.
Oh, it's unbelievable how clear it is.
Yeah. I had a guy bring in a picture the other day showing me a picture of his. He had three mangs that were like 15, 16 inches. And looking at the background, I'm like, where are you fishing at? Down by Boca? And he's like, no. Right there just above Pirate Harbor, literally 100 yards from the channel. I'm like, holy mackerel.
Water's gin clear over there.
It was beautiful.
A lot of smaller trout. I mean, fun to catch, get the rod bent, but majority of them are undersized. A lot of bonnet heads on the bar, too.
I was asking somebody about that the other day. I said, I think the trout fishing this year and last year was better this time of year than it was in the November, December, January.
It's just now absolutely getting good.
I'll have to agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's literally, we used to, our best trout fishing was October, November, December, January.
Right.
And last year and this year, it was March, April, May.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was 3 months after historical normals.
Yeah, I mean, this past couple of weeks, I've been catching better trout than I have all year so far. Like, all of them have been pretty big.
The guy catching a few, he's not catching many, but the few that he's catching them on pinfish. Putting them under a float and catch, you know, and he's casting out big size pinfish. He said he's using like 4-inch pinfish.
Well, I'm using white bait for, well, I'm fishing for snook and we're catching these big trout.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, it's. Yeah,
trout fishing's getting good right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It's weird. Okay. The one place that never did light up this year, Alligator Creek, still pretty slow.
Still Black crickets.
Drum. Black drum.
Up, you know, up by the bridges. But that's it. That's the only thing I've seen or heard of in there.
Yeah, they're still.
They're still making a mess.
Still making a mess out there at the dredging.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of understandable that it never lit up.
Okay. The Pompano never went there. The trout never went there.
Ponce de Leon Park.
The snapper bite's still good there. A lot of people are catching snapper.
A lot of snapper, a lot of undersized snook being caught off of there.
Yep.
Handful of black drum.
A few sheephead, but the snapper bite's really good in there.
Yeah, it's kind of that normal pattern for this time of year there. Just occasionally you get some of the bigger snook moving in and out, but all I've been hearing about is the little peanuts there.
You know, if you go underneath your bigger boats.
Back up in the canals. Yes. What's going on back up in the canals?
There's bigger snook underneath your boats. And the bigger, on you know, the bigger boats holding a little bit more shade, there's some big snook sitting under them. What I've been using best is a big pinfish.
There you go.
A few jacks.
A lot of juvenile tarpon up in there, too, with a few black drum.
Mm-hmm. Black drum are doing pretty good over there.
You find the right canal, and it's definitely stacked with black drum, but you miss that one canal, and
you'll be looking all day.
Yeah, exactly. They seem to be real heavily concentrated in specific spots, and not from one day to the next being the same canal. They're definitely moving all over the place through there.
The snapper bite's been good in the canals, too.
Yeah.
It seems like your bigger snapper are more towards the mouth of the canals. You know, as you get into the canal system, it seems like the snapper are getting a little smaller.
That's usually how that works most of the time. A couple guys have been catching some big jacks trolling in and out when they're on their way out or back in.
Mm-hmm.
Gilcrest Pier.
I've not heard anything this week. Been pretty quiet, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. Alligator Creek Reef.
Lots of little cobia on it. Most of them are in that 28 to 31 inch range. With a couple of legal fish, but mostly short guys. A
few random mackerel.
Yeah. Definitely a few.
There's not a lot. I mean, there's no real bait up in the harbor. It's putting a damper on our tarpon fishing and our mackerel fishing, to be honest.
Gotcha. The deep holes out in the harbor.
Small sharks. A lot of small black tips, small bulls.
Been quite a few catfish with a few, very few Spanish mackerel, but a few and a few tarpon here and there. They're just not consistently piled up in there.
I don't know if the tarpon are going to move up in the harbor really this year if the threadfins don't show up.
Could be the case.
Because this time last year you could walk across from Ponce all the way out to Cape Hayes on threadfins.
Right. Well, it's not that uncommon. We've had a couple of weird years with bait. Last year there was threadfins but no white bait. We're finding some white bait this year, but very few thread fins. So,
like, I'm getting a few, like, regular snook redfish thread fins, but nothing, no palm-sized thread fins at all.
Mm. All right, any freshwater reports?
Well, the bluegill bite's starting to pick up a little bit over in Nine Mile Canal. I haven't heard much for bass at all this week. Just several of the customers just didn't come back to give me a good, accurate report.
Yeah. How are the shiner sales?
They've been good. I mean, we've been selling quite a few shiners that just, they're either keeping their mouths shut or, you know, not catching them. I'm not sure which. I've been selling a lot of spinner baits too this week again, just like last week. So a couple guys have been saying they've been doing fair on those. But nobody's telling me like specific locations or quantities or anything like that.
Because I know some people are using those shiners for the juvenile tarpon. Yeah. Like further in the canals right now.
It's also preferred snook bait from the piers at night. Mm. When the guys come in late in the afternoon getting shiners, they're going snook fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. What haven't we talked about?
I think we kind of covered it.
Carl, anything that you want to throw in there? Words of wisdom, advice?
Yeah, snook fishing, speed up right now. You know, they're eating good. You know, they're looking for stuff that's moving. Your redfish, stay going slow for them. That's what I've been doing the best lately. Cut bait, mainly for my redfish. And white bait or lures, you know, twitch bait, a savage swim bait, that new live target bait. Stuff that's moving fast is working a lot better on the snook.
It's pretty good.
You know, shrimp is still working, you know, for the redfish, just because I don't think the redfish really want to have to work for their food right now, to be honest. And I mean, wherever I'm finding a lot of snook, there's no redfish. I don't think they want to compete with the snook. The snook are just that more aggressive than the redfish right now.
Okay. And,
And don't you have to fish the mangroves yet for your redfish. Redfish are still sitting off the bushes.
What lures did you say were doing good for the snook?
Mirror lure, twitch bait, 19 or 17. The savage swim bait, not your big one, but you know, your, what size is this?
That's
6 inch.
6 inch is what I've been
for
using.
For the snook?
Yep. Okay. You know, a top water very early in the morning. We're on an overcast day. It's been working very good. That new live target swimming bait has been working good for the snook.
Hang on just a second. Okay, so all in all, everything out there in the harbor, how would you rate the fishing overall?
Fishing's excellent right now.
Okay, I mean, say that again.
Great. It's excellent.
Okay, fishing is great to excellent.
Fish are going off.
Robert, what's your...
I'm going to agree. Some people got frustrated at the beginning of the week because the tides were so funky on Monday and Tuesday that it discouraged some guys. But the last 2 days, reports that I've had from, you know, people fishing Wednesday and Thursday, definitely I'm going to have to agree with the great to excellent. I mean, it's starting to really get better out there.
See, like, one little thing that I do when I, and it's a slack tide, like we've been having this slack tides throughout the day, not a lot of moving water, I'm looking for the shorelines that have the wind blowing down it, just because that's
creating its own current.
Yes, and that's where I've been doing the best on these slack tide days. You know, instead of hiding out of the wind where it's blocked and sheltered, I'm actually fishing the shorelines that the wind's actually pushing straight down.
A lot of times it pushes bait up onto it because they're not stronger swimmers. Other times it's disturbing the bottom and confusing the fish and discombobulating them. So, you know, that's a very good way to look at it.
I started trying to hide out of the wind and we were doing okay. And then I was like, well, it doesn't seem like they're sitting here where they should be. So let's go fish with the wind. And that's, you know, the wind's going to help you with the current on those slack tide days.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess that'll about wrap it up. We've got all kinds of stuff up on there. I can't think of anything else. So Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, Robert, Captain Carl. What's your phone number, Carl?
941-565-7325.
941-565-7325.
Yes, sir.
All right. Here, let me... You know, I don't even have the radio fishing page up here. Let me get down here so I can... I'll add that on here because I don't... there. Jeez, where... Oh, there's the page. Okay. Now I'm open. And it's
941-565-7325.
Okay. And now I've got that up there so I can... I'll figure out what the heck to do with all that. Anyway, boys and girls, I appreciate you guys listening and putting up with us. And we're going to try and get up more often. It's partly due to being a little bit under the weather yet, and partly due to its tax season.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're gonna say goodbye, and we're gonna get on the tarpon report. So we'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Bye bye.